For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Last week, we revealed exciting news that The Shaw and Shays through 710 Main Theater are going to collaborate. They're going to bring one play to Buffalo in the fall, and it turns out that it's Mrs. Warren's Profession, which you and I saw over the weekend, and I think they made the right choice.
It's really a beautiful production. Mrs. Warren's Profession is one of Shaw's plays unpleasant, and really the best of them. And the profession of the title is prostitution, which is never mentioned. Mrs. Warren has managed to raise herself out of dire poverty through the world's oldest profession and now has become spectacularly wealthy by running a chain of brothels across Europe. She's protected her daughter, Vivi, from this information. So the play is the story of Vivi first finding out how her mother was raised out of poverty, and that she accepts readily. But the second discovery is that her mother is still engaged in this occupation, and that she cannot accept. But more than that, the play just simply explores the position of women in a male-dominated world, and that is where Ida Holmes has chosen to make her mark, choosing an interesting little quirk of history. A lot of the realist plays of the early years of the 20th century, late years of the 19th, had to be produced at private clubs, theater clubs, that kind of thing, because they couldn't get licensed for public production. This play was originally performed in 1902 in a private club, and she lights on this. She does not miss the irony that a play about the rights of women should be performed at a men's club, and she uses that as a framing device. But it's fascinating how the play sustains it. Never before have I seen such an emotionally vulnerable Mrs. Warren, and yet Shaw's script sustains this. She cries frequently. I forgot how often she cries. Vivi, however, the Rock of Gibraltar.
Vivi, the young professional woman with her books and her scrolls of plans. She's the modern woman.
Yes. This is a hugely engaging production in contemporary dress. I loved it.
So what's the relationship between George Bernard Shaw and Oscar Wilde? Because Wilde's An Ideal Husband opens tonight at Irish Classical.
Well, they're exact contemporaries, and George Bernard Shaw was a great admirer of Oscar Wilde, and in particular admired An Ideal Husband. When people were dismissing Wilde as simply being one epigramma after another, Shaw famously said, apparently I'm the only person in London unable to write an Oscar Wilde play at will. He loved Wilde's problem plays, plays like An Ideal Husband, Lady Windermere's Fan, A Woman of No Importance. Interestingly, the one he did not like was The Importance of Being Earnest. He could not see past the frivolity of it, but he was a huge admirer of An Ideal Husband, which opens at the Irish Classical Theatre tonight.
You got out to O'Connell and Company out there at the Park School to see Company.
I did. I love that musical. They rev it up for Act Two once it becomes much more a musical. They've confronted a challenge, the George Firth sketchwork. I don't know if it's an element of the rehearsal time or Company is structured. They establish these characters through scene work in Act One. Then in Act Two, these dominoes having been set up all get knocked down. Act Two is quite strong. And strong performances, I thought. Charmaine Shee as Amy just livens it right up. That sketch was among the best of them. What was the best of them? Lorraine O'Donnell is quite good as Joanne. There's a great deal to recommend the production. But that was the challenge. And that always is the challenge of George Firth and Stephen Sondheim's Company.
And it's only 3 days away. The Arty Awards coming to 710 Main.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. But I don't have to do anything. Just sit there and enjoy.
Oh, there's a lot to do. The bar opens at 7. They asked me to say that the bar opens at 7.
Say that again.
The bar opens at 7 and the show starts at 8 because they want the crowd to congregate. It's the red carpet. People forget, oh, they're going to want to be seen on that red carpet because Jimmy Janowski is there to select the best dress. It is a fundraiser for the Immunodeficiency Clinic at ECMC. It is $15 general admission, $10 for students. And it's just a rousing good time. Career achievement honoree Anthony Conti of Shays for his wonderful contributions to the downtown theater scene. He really has been marvelous. I personally will miss him, and I think that the community is, you know, just beginning to realize how much he has done for making us a community. And he's a terrific guy, and we're proud to honor him.
The Arty Awards at 710 Main. I don't have to tell you the address. It's this Monday night at 8 o'clock, although when does the bar open?
It was 7 o'clock, and I cannot tell you how many people ask me, where is 710 Main?
All right. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.